Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down.
Yeah, hey, good morning, everybody. It is Monday, June 20th, and you are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct. And if I don't sound like Matt Flynn, then you've got good ears, because I'm not Matt Flynn. This is Stu Man, the newsman, in for Matt today, who's taking a well-deserved day off. And it is a federal holiday, by the way, our first ever federal holiday marking Juneteenth Day. Now a federal holiday. Of course, yesterday was Juneteenth, the actual day, but today is the holiday where I think federal workers get the day off, and state workers as well in some states, but not all states yet. Many of the states that were slow to adopt the Martin Luther King holiday are also slow to adopt the Juneteenth holiday as well, but shouldn't surprise us, right? Hey, if you wanted to get involved in this radio show, you are more than welcome. It is a call-in program, and your calls are welcome. You can give us a call or send us a text message at 844-967-2789. And if you want to send me a message, you can do that via email at stumanradio. Stu is spelled S-T-U, stumanradio@gmail.com. A lot of stuff going on this Monday. Lots of things to talk about. And as far as your calls, I'm willing to take calls on just about anything today. It's the first time I've been on the radio doing Matt's show for a couple of months. So I'm willing to talk about just about anything today. It's a big week, summertime in full effect. And this Thursday, Summerfest starts in Milwaukee. And I'd be interested to take some calls on that event, wondering who you are looking forward to seeing at this year's Summerfest. I think most people will agree that as the decades go by, there are fewer acts that you want to see at Summerfest, just because things change, right? Times change. what, 20 or 30 years ago, I wanted to see every band that was playing. Now, I don't know who some of them are, but that's the way it goes, right? I know there are a lot of great bands playing this year, a lot of great artists at the different stages. Wondering who you are interested in seeing this year. And one other thing we're going to talk about today is the fact that Bernie was in Wisconsin on Friday. Senator Sanders, of course, is the man I'm referring to. He came to support striking workers at CNH Industrial in Racine. Those folks have been on strike since May 2nd. And Senator Sanders came to Wisconsin to show some support. We'll get to a story about that. Also, there is a Wisconsin angle now on the January 6th insurrection. Of course, there were some people from Wisconsin involved in that insurrection, but now it looks like a gentleman who says he is a Wisconsin native may have been instrumental in helping Rudy Giuliani and others decide exactly what path to take. And one more story we might get to eventually during this show is a Republican senator is blaming ignorant Americans for supporting an assault weapons ban. Only ignorant Americans would want an assault weapons ban, right? That's what he's saying, despite the fact that the Fox News poll says more than 60% of, in fact, 63% of respondents to the Fox News poll support an assault weapons ban. But this senator says they don't know what that means. And so we'll probably get to that as well. Where should we start? Want to start with the Bernie thing? That sounds good. This is a story from the Journal Sentinel. Bernie was in town last Friday, 3 days ago. And that's when this story posted. It said, U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders to CNH Industrial, quote, enough with the intimidation. And he's supporting 680 striking workers at that company in the Racine, Mount Pleasant area. And the story starts this way. It says it's been a rough 47 days for 680 union employees at CNH Industrial in Racine who've been on strike since May 2nd. The workers are protesting an increase in healthcare costs, lack of compensation to make up for the increases, and a reduction in retirement benefits. On May 13th, employees on strike had their health insurance coverage taken away by CNH Industrial. That's CNH Industrial, in case you're not familiar with the company. And they'll likely not have their coverage while they're on strike. So obviously that's one more incentive to go back to work. But the National United Auto Workers Union, of which the workers are members, is pitching in $400 per week per employee to help make up those costs that they're losing. And there's a quote here that says, this is from a machinist. He says, we're running a food pantry down in the basement. So every Friday, when everybody comes to get their checks, we have a food pantry going for them downstairs. Gary Mercel, a machinist who's worked for CNH Industrial for 15 years. And on Friday, this is last Friday, the striking workers got a boost in the arm from U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders, who came to UAW Local 180 in Mount Pleasant to rally with the workers. Sanders said, what you are doing is sending a message to working families all over this country. You are sick and tired of corporate greed, and you want to be treated with dignity and respect, end quote. Is that too much to ask from a company that's making a lot of money? That's just my opinion there. But getting back to the story, it says Sanders railed against the difference in pay between the top CNH Industrial executives and its workers. Quote, if CNH can afford, should I do the Bernie Sanders accent? Now, I won't bother with that this early in the morning. If CNH can afford to provide its CEO, Scott Wine, with a $9.2 million signing bonus, that's not how much he made last year. That's just his signing bonus, $9.2 million. If CNH can afford to provide its CEO, Scott Wine, with a $9.2 million signing bonus, and then Bernie adds, this guy's not even a basketball player or a baseball player. And he goes on and says, and nearly $22 million in compensation for 1 year. So he gets $9.2 million for signing on and then $22 million for his salary. Bernie says that's about 8,000 times the raise that's being offered to some workers. Surely they can afford to pay its workers decent wages, Sanders said. This company, CNH Industrial, manufactures farm equipment, and its portfolio includes Case IH. And for those of us old enough to remember, IH is the old International Harvester Company, right? And they're headquartered in Racine. Sanders praised the workers and encouraged CNH Industrial to come to the negotiating table. He goes on, Sanders says, today we say to the CEO of CNH, enough with the intimidation, enough with the coercion, enough with the lies, enough with the greed, enough is enough. Now is the time for CNH to sit down at the negotiating table and start negotiating in good faith with UAW. So that's Bernie Sanders meeting with the striking workers down in Racine. He says, I should say that the State Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer, Democrat of Racine, whose district represents parts of CNH Industrial, said having Sanders speak to the workers is, quote, significant. She says Bernie has long been a supporter of labor and, of course, working people. And he recognizes that the union's ability to fight for better working conditions at unionized facilities means for better conditions for everyone, Neubauer said. We all know that the costs are rising, families are struggling right now, and wages need to rise as well. So Bernie came to Wisconsin on Friday, supporting the striking workers, supporting the people as usual, just what you'd expect from him. If But today I was I had the television on, and MSNBC was on that show they have in the morning with Joe and Mika, right? Morning Joe. And just about everybody on the panel was going off about how progressives are just too progressive, and your average Democrat can't even keep up with all that stuff and would back off from it and would rather vote for a Republican than for some Republicans than to support all these progressive issues. What do you say about that? Is that a possibility? Is there a chance that Democrats are getting too progressive these days? I don't know. It's hard to imagine. But anyway, if you have an opinion on that, give us a call, 844-967-2789. Stu Mann sitting in for Matt Flynn today on Matt Flynn Direct.
Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.